Joining me live over the phone today is Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Good morning, Director. Appreciate your time as always. How are you?
I'm great, Duke, and you?
Doing well. Absolutely appreciate it. As always, we like to have the Game and Fish on a monthly basis, give us updates on what's happening. And Director, I think we start with some items that are happening here on the western side of the state, and another grizzly relocation, out of Teton County.
Yeah, I actually, you know, this time of year, grizzly bear relocations are fairly common, but we don't have a whole lot of them from the area right around Wilson. A lot of times that area in the middle of Jackson Hole isn't a place where we have large amounts of conflict. But anyway, there was a young bear, a sub-adult, that had kind of localized there around Wilson and hadn't really gotten into any trouble, but had definitely become localized and had the potential to get in trouble. So as a preemptive move, we captured that bear and relocated it.
Director, you mentioned it's not common for that to happen, but it was a little outside the normal geographic area where that does occur. Is that any red flags there, or is that just a one-time thing and something that happened?
You know, I'm not overly surprised. You're right. It's not common around Wilson, but you know, as the core, the primary conservation area, the center of this geographic area where the habitat is best for bears, is that's filling with bears. You know, we're seeing them move out and occupy new areas. And I think this is, you know, similar to what we've seen in the Wyoming Range. We've seen bears, younger bears, disperse to the Wyoming Range more and more. And I think, you know, similar to that, that's probably what we had here in Wilson. There's a, you know, in other parts of the ecosystem where there's more routine conflict, there's grizzly bear relocations on a pretty darn regular basis, just not in Wilson.
Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish this morning. A director also here on the western side of the state. Again, asking for input on the proposed identification of the Upper Wind River Mule Deer Migration Corridor, which isn't too far away from where we are. Tell us more about this migration corridor and what you're hoping to gather here for the public.
Yeah, so this is a migration that we've documented well that runs basically between Grand Teton Park and the Wind River Reservation east of Du Bois. Really important corridor. These animals move back and forth seasonally to be able to utilize the best groceries based on the time of the year. You know, what we're looking for, most of that corridor is in areas that are protected by, you know, wilderness or U.S. forest lands. There's not very much of that's in areas that might be developed by housing or other developments. But we're just looking for any input from the public where they may have either support or concerns with identification of the corridor. Identification doesn't mean, you know, any kind of real stringent restrictions. It identifies it as an important habitat for land managers to keep in mind whenever they make land management decisions. And so that's really what we're looking for from the public. But so far, this has not been one of the more controversial identifications.
Best way to submit those comments, just online, or what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, that's the best. That's the most efficient way, is to submit them online. There will also be an opportunity at the Game and Fish Commission meeting to do the same.
Perfect. Director, it's hot and dry across the entire state. We've seen a few fires pop up here in Lincoln County in the last week on BLM land, but I know Forest Service land, and what are you guys, from a Game and Fish perspective, as you work with those two agencies, what are you seeing wildfire-wise?
Yeah, it's definitely early, and I am concerned that when you have fire season start so early that, you know, a lot of times the conditions that give rise to those fires make them burn hotter and faster, and a lot of times that's not really good for wildlife habitat when that happens. I mean, a burn done the right way when it's not too hot and fast can be really good for wildlife habitat and even, you know, for cattle grazing habitat. But these early fires are definitely in hot, dry areas and certainly concerning. I have seen some forecasting that looks like we might get some cooler and wetter weather over this next week, and that would certainly be welcome from a wildlife perspective.
Well, Director, as always, we appreciate your time, and not just today, but over the course of the last multiple years, we've been able to have you on the air on a regular basis, and I believe this is our last time we'll have you before you head off into retirement, and the new director, Andrew Bruce, will take over. What are you going to miss most, other than these conversations between you and I, of course? What are you going to miss most about being director and involved with the Game and Fish?
Yeah, you know, I work with just an absolutely incredible team every day, and I'm gonna really miss my team. And I get to work with a resource that our state cares so much about, and it's a pretty cool opportunity to be able to have your hands on it, something that's so darn important to our state every day, and I'm certainly going to miss that.
What we touched on this last time we talked, go through that transition process again between you and Angie Bruce as she begins to take over the reins.
Yeah, so this month we're working real close on a lot of the things that are important for her to get up to speed on, issues that I deal with routinely and relationships I have with different folks inside and outside the state. So we'll be working on that here through August and the first part of September, and then I will finish up right after the September commission meeting on the 11th of September, and she will take the reins.
All right. Well, Director, thank you again. Wish you the very, very best moving forward. And anything we missed that you'd like to touch on today?
You know, just a couple final thoughts, Duke. So first of all, I think it's really important for, you know, as I look back and look forward, you know, the model that has worked for wildlife conservation in our state and really the entire country is one where hunters and fishermen, those who use the resource, also manage it and provide the funding to manage it. And I think that model is the right model for the future. Hunters are going to be just as important and critical in the future as our anglers. I think that it's always important for folks to remember that every opportunity they can find for a kid to be outside is good for the future of wildlife. And I certainly appreciate the opportunities the state and the people of the state have given me over the last 29 years. So that's what comes to mind this morning, Duke. Thank you.
Absolutely. Very well said. That's Director Brian Nesbitt joining us this morning on the SVI Radio Network.